Well, I take it you're no great admirer of your father, then.
Maloran sat on the edge of a lumpy mattress that was apparently stuffed with untanned hides and untreated furs, and tried hard to breathe as little as possible. Caleb perched beside her, offering no sign of his own discomfort, save for the occasional flaring of his nostrils, while Jassian stood apart and made no attempt at all to keep the revulsion off his face. Davro himself squatted atop a broad stump that apparently served him as a stool. This close and undistracted by the rigors of battle, Maloran noted that Davro's hands boasted only 4 thick fingers, and the deep red of his skin, which she'd previously attributed to sunburn, both on him and the ogre in the swamp, was his normal shade. Recognizing belatedly that she'd been addressed, she blinked and focused on Davro's face, trying not to gawk at the solitary eye, the towering horn, or the protruding lower tusks.
I actually know surprisingly few details of my father's life. I didn't even know who he really was until a few years ago, and my mother still thinks me ignorant. But no, I am not happy at all with what I do know. Corvus Rebane was not a good man.
Again, with the understatement. So what's this then, huh? You out on a great crusade of justice to make right your father's wrongs?
Caleb frowned.
I'm not certain that her motivations are germane to what...
No, that is... If I can make up for some of what he did, I'll certainly take the opportunity. But it's not why I'm here. I want to find out how he could do what he did. Why he abandoned his family to pick up where he left off after so many years.
Well, he wanted to protect you from Aldris.
Originally, maybe. But he didn't stop there.
Of course he didn't.
The ogre shook his head.
I should have known. You can't believe anything that bastard says. If he told me the sun would rise tomorrow, I'd stock up on torches.
Right. I want to ask him why.
I see.
Davro chewed the inside of his lip.
And if you pull the other one, my horn lights up and plays a happy song.
What?
Jassian was scowling darkly, but Caleb's lips curled into a shallow, knowing smile.
The thing about your father is that he had a motive for everything. And I don't believe for a second that your apple, however cute and tiny, fell that far from his ornery tree. Curiosity can make a person do a lot of things, but give up the only life they know? You don't have a question, little Rebane. You have a goal.
And for the first time in Caleb's experience, he saw Maloran's expression twist, not in sorrow, but in hatred.
My father was not a good man. He was a monster. Those lives he didn't destroy, he turned into lies, and he never paid for any of it.
He lost his family. He lost you.
Another crime, Caleb, not a punishment.
All of which is utterly immaterial.
Maloran leaned back and allowed the interruption to go unchallenged.
We need your help finding him. Nothing else matters.
I have no loyalty to Rebane, and precious little affection for him.
Then...
But I also don't need trouble from the likes of him again. And he knows where I live. Now, I like my solitude. You might have picked up on that. I'm not convinced it's in my best interest to get involved.
Is that so?
The Baron took a single pugnacious step forward.
Then perhaps, Ogre, you might consider what sort of attention we can call down on your valley. You'd never be left alone again if you...
No!
Caleb grabbed Jassian's shoulders and spun him around.
You might try not talking for a change, old boy. You clearly need the practice.
What the hell do you think you're...
How do you think Rebane got his help in the first place, you idiot?
Caleb cast a glance at Davro's rapidly reddening face.
My apologies, Davro. My companion spoke without thinking. We would not, of course, attempt to force your cooperation.
Jassian glowered but said nothing. Davro himself nodded in Caleb's direction, though his lone eye never left Jassian.
Apology accepted.
Good.
Caleb stepped in front of Jassian, a clear signal that it was he, not the Baron, with whom Davro should continue to deal.
We've no intention of interfering with your life here or of bringing trouble, be it Rebane or anyone else, down on your head. Please, just tell us anything that might help us in our hunt. We'll bother you no more, and you just might acquire some small measure of that justice you earlier mocked.
Davro shrugged.
I'm not really sure what I can tell you. I've neither seen nor heard word of Rabane since I left Mesephium 6 years ago. He's obviously not with his family, so I have no solid idea where he might have gone.
That's it?
Davros shrugged again.
Seems so. Maybe if you've access to a sorcerer. After the war, Rabane cast you.
Davros canted his head to Caleb, his broad lips quirking into a scowl around the two protruding tusks.
We haven't met, have we?
I think I'd remember. Why?
I don't know. Something familiar about you. But then, all you two-eyed little dwarfs look the same to me.
Maybe. But I can assure you, we've never met. You were saying?
Whatever the ogre had seen in Caleb, or imagined he'd seen, was apparently too much.
No, I don't think so.
Davros rose from his stool to tower above them.
I think it's time for you to go.
Damn you, there's no way!
Well, I think there is.
Somehow, without the twitch of a single muscle, the ogre's hand drew their attention to the massive blade at his side.
Go away. You want answers? Go ask Siloa the witch. If their Golatch doesn't eat you. And if she doesn't, for that matter. I have cows to milk.